sign a story for the grandkids. I'm just a simple boy from around there. That's pretty comfortable, don't you think? Why not just become a bad boy? Buy all the middle class got life. Well, that's pretty comfortable, don't you think? Well, I'll start a war with my hometown. The streets are burning to this sound.
La la losers. La la losers.
I'm gonna rock me up some sneakers, some of my new speakers. Well, that's pretty comfortable, don't you think? Had to confess the things that I've done. I got dragged to kill by my mom. Well, that's pretty comfortable, don't you think? Well, I'll start a war with my hometown. Through the streets burning to the
Welcome to Insomnia Radio Open Line. I am Rodrigo de Sá. I bring you this time the British band White Boy Generation, great punk and roll for you. They released last year No Time to Be Shy with the track Looters, the track you just heard. And by the end of the interview, you will be listening to Sylvia, another great track. And I dare you to go and find the video on YouTube for the track Sylvia. At insomniaradio.net, you will find links for the artist's site and other interesting links. Also, before you get in the interview, I would like to once again apologize because I forgot to set the microphone as the input recorder on Skype. So the interview was recorded with the inbuilt microphone from my computer, which is not that bad at all, but it's not the best sound you can get from it. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the interview with White Boy Generation and once again Looters, the song you heard on the beginning, and by the end of the interview, Sylvia. Both of the tracks are from the album No Time to Be Shy. More information at insomniaradio.net. And once again, sorry if during the interview I will refer to other shows I do outside Insomnia Radio. In fact, this interview was firstly meant to be broadcasted at other shows, so I may refer to other stations and other shows. I just don't know exactly where I talk about these shows, but the interview is here with White Boy Generation.
They are Looters. Sorry, they're not Looters. Looters is one of their songs. They are White Generation. White Boy Generation. welcome, Joe. Welcome, Aiden. I have the vocal man and the guitar man, also the bass. And Aiden, you also sing.
Yeah, do a little bit of back and vocals as well.
When you don't forget the lyrics, or you normally forget.
Yeah, we have to get the words written down on the floor, you know, sometimes.
Okay. Well, this question won't make sense for my Portuguese for my English listeners, but is it raining in London?
It probably is.
Probably.
I haven't actually looked out the window, but
okay.
It's this grey and overcast.
That's not exactly a myth. It rains.
Yeah, it does rain
all the time.
Yeah, well, here in the Azores Islands, it's the first time it ran this year, 2010, which was very good because I didn't have water on my car, so I could clean the windows.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yes, very lucky. Okay, let's talk about then. Y Boy Generation. Where have you been?
Well, we've been in England. Mm-hmm. We've been working hard. We've been playing a lot of gigs. And we're recording some more tracks. That's going to be on our album that will be coming out soon.
Yes, you have an album then.
Near
enough.
On the way, yeah. Should be coming out in May 2012. So keep your eyes open for it.
Okay. For now, we have Looters, one of the, well, that was the first song that we heard. Have you have anything, so that's nothing, there's nothing released yet then, it's just that...
Well, Looters is released, it's available for free download, mm-hmm. You can get it off our website, which is widewordgeneration.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's available for free download. We're not making you pay for it, get it all for free.
whitewordgeneration.com, and we'll, so you consider that a release, even it's a free download, you consider that is a release.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the video? I was watching the video and there are some riot images. Was that about the London riots last year, or you think it was just a happy coincidence or unfortunate coincidence?
No, it was about the riots that mm-hmm. happened. The whole song is based on everything that happened in London when it was going on. Mm-hmm. So it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of comedy look at the riots that happened in London, basically.
But did you get affected by them, or you were safe? Or you were involved on them?
we was there. No, we was safe, but you could see smoke and fire.
Mm-hmm.
Houses. We live just outside of London,
and it was all over the news. The whole world sort of watching, and it was terrible, really. So we wanted to have our little say on it. The kind of that's not what England's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only sort of a select few people that were involved in that, really.
Yeah. So you wrote the song during the riots or after?
Afterwards.
After. Okay. I read. In nine months, you had 150 gigs. how, all around in London, or did you went outside London during this 9 months?
Yeah, we went all up and down England, mm-hmm. to be fair. We've been spreading as far as we can.
And
yeah, all over. And we wanted, in the next few months, we want to do even more than that as well. We're just trying to gig as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. So how is the reaction? Outside London, because London is your hometown, and how do you feel? How have you been received outside London?
It's actually great, yeah. I mean, we go to sort of smaller towns, and they love having bands from out of town. They love having bands from London, so it's great. Yeah, it's great to go and play all different places and sort of gauge different reactions from people as well. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. And do you like to play in smaller clubs with people almost? With you on stage, or do you prefer to be more apart from the audience?
It depends, really. Mm-hmm. Both is good. I mean, mm-hmm. if the bigger the crowd, the better. we feel we play better to the more people there are.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, we'd love to be playing a stadium one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's also nice when you've got the crowd right in your face and stuff, especially if there's a lot of people there, if they've got a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you say, almost on stage. Yeah, that's great as well because then everyone's part of it.
19 years old. Yeah, that's something people we haven't heard. You're all 19 years old, or around that.
Yeah, we're actually 20
already. Okay.
Yeah, but when the website was written, we were 19.
Yes. How have you been dealing with that? With your musical career with your very young age at the moment, how it has been?
Well, we've all been playing for a good few years now. Mm-hmm. We've also been in different bands and stuff. So, probably, what, 5 or 6 years, even
five,
more than
six
that?
5 or 6 years, I would have said, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we've still got a good bit of experience. It was good growing up with music, and all our mates were into music and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the London riots. Looters is a song about that. It's about the London riots. But your other songs, do you like to write about those situations, or you don't think about what to write, you just write what you have?
It's different every time. We'd like to write about what we feel at the mm-hmm. time. Yes, there's a lot of songs about relationships with girls. There's a lot of songs that are just about girls in general.
Yeah, there's all kinds of types of girls.
There's a lot of songs about rites of passage and growing up into mm-hmm. becoming an adult and all the youth and everything that affects us.
Yeah,
everything
just
around us.
Things in our life at the minute, really.
Sorry, I didn't, Aidan.
We've got all sorts of songs about different uh-huh. things
okay.
in life at the minute. Mm-hmm.
And do you write in common, or you write at home alone and then get together and try to find more ideas for your own songs?
It's a mixture, really, isn't it? So, sometimes we'll write a song individually, and recently we've been writing all three of us together. We'll sit down in a room and we'll come up with a song. It's all kind of one person will come up with an idea that sort of sparks someone else's idea, and it just builds up through that.
The more people that write a song, the better the song mm-hmm. becomes.
Yeah, definitely.
But do you consider, for example, contracting or speaking to anyone to write your music, or do you prefer to be, your music to be written by you? Have you considered?
Yeah, it's all our stuff.
Everything that comes from us is natural to mm-hmm. us. We like it to come from us. It's the way we are. Feels right.
The first time I heard, I won't miss the name now, White Boy Generation. The first time I heard you, I told Maria Fowler from the Capital Artists that I will keep a place for you right next to Green Day.
Nice.
Where was Green Day when you were younger than you are? Was Green Day a band that influenced you? How did you felt that you had to play guitar, play bass, play music? What was
Green Day, I think, individually got the three of us into this kind of music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
We're heavily inspired by Green Day, but not, you know, obviously thousands of other artists, but Green Day is definitely one of the top ones that have inspired us mm-hmm. and influenced us over the years. We like to think we are Britain's answer to Green Day, yeah.
Well, Capital Artists, you are managed by them. And we had an interview last year with one of the artists, which is Tatiana. Have you heard her?
Yeah, Tatiana.
Have you been with her?
We haven't met her yet, but she looks very nice.
Yeah, she is very nice. Yeah, she is a very nice person. But do you have any connection with other artists at Capital Artists? Did you ever did something together?
Not yet. We will.
Sure, we will, yeah.
A reunion with all the artists.
Yeah.
My Capital Artists. What can we expect then in 2012 from White Boy Generation?
Well, we just want to spread our rings all over the world, really. We've got an album coming out. We've got a couple of more new singles. We've got next single coming out is Sylvia. And then we've got the album coming out in May. So we just want to get that done, get that out, and we want to gig all over the place.
And we'll be playing festivals in the summer, mm-hmm. potentially playing abroad end of the year. Who knows? There's a lot of things that can happen. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to do as much as we can to make it happen.
So you're ready to leave your life, your personal life or job or a student life to belong 100% to White Boy Generation, to be part of this project.
Absolutely, really.
So we shall expect then. Let's hope that that you can do it. So where to find you in the next days? Do you have anything planned for the next days, next weeks around London? Or
we're playing in a town called Romford on Saturday. That's going to be a good gig. And then throughout February, we've got tons of gigs lined up. Probably about 10 gigs, I think.
Yeah, so far. And we're booking more as we go as well. So.
And we're recording in March.
So recording. So all the songs are composed then? Or are you still thinking about new songs to include in the album? Or do you have anything, everything ready already?
That the album is ready, but we're always writing new material because... we're a band, that's what we do.
Yes. Okay, final questions. The best and the worst that has happened to White Boy Generation until the moment. What do you think is the best thing that has ever happened and the worst thing that has ever happened to you as a band?
Tough one.
Okay, I think I know.
You didn't do your homework.
The worst thing that happened, I think, was a gig we played not so long ago, and the drum kit literally fell apart. So our drummer, was drumming on air, on nothing.
Yeah, he had cymbal stands falling on top of him, bless him.
And yeah, it was bad, but we pulled through. But the best thing that's happened to us, I would say, is Capital Artists.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little smoothie, isn't he? Right. Buttering up the management.
That's the line for Dave and Maria.
Yeah. we get points for that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think it's a good thing that Capital Artists are, of course, also one of the best things that ever happened to me. I was very happy to meet Tatiana last year. It's that style of music that I normally don't listen or don't play at my shows, but I did enjoy her voice and the way she sings. And of course now, White Boy Generation, very much more related to my music. So yes, I think it's also a good thing for me. And as for Jamie, well, he has to practice to play with just one foot, because Def Leppard has only one arm, one arm.
Yes. And
so Jamie will start to practice. Yes. Okay, guys. Thank you for this time. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Aiden. And say hi to Jamie from me.
Will do.
Hi, Jamie.